Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second, the shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting third, the center fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the left fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the St. Louis Cardinals, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second, the left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third, the shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting seventh, the catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Sadecki. And now, play ball. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña bunts towards the mound. Sadecki juggles the ball. That's an error on Sadecki. Beckert moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Peña moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shannon. Santo reaches second base with a double. Peña scores. Williams moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Altman strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Banks is walked intentionally. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Clemens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Santo scores. Banks moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ron Taylor now pitching. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to home to get Banks. Clemens moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ellsworth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Flood is hit by the pitch. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock bunts towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Flood moves to second. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Peña is 0-for-0 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Shannon strikes out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Clemens batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Clemens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Clemens hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Flood is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brock is 0-for-0 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bertel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Beckert takes first base on ball four. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groot fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Groot is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Groot is 0 for 1 in the game. Groot strikes out. 1 out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer strikes out. 2 outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groot misplays the ball. That's an error on Groot. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Groot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Cubs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clemens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Clemens hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. McCarver moves to third. Javier moves to second. Ed Spezio pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spezio hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. McCarver scores. Javier scores. It's 6-2, Cubs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Verpel fires to first and picks off Spezio. 1 out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Carlton now pitching. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burpell is 0 for 2 in the game. Burpell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellsworth bunts towards the mound. Carlton fields it and throws to first for the out. Burpell moves to second. One out. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams strikes out. One out. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shannon is 0-for-2 in the game. Shannon hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McCarver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burpell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Clemens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Clemens hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Cubs. Dick Burpell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burpell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burpell hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Steve Carlton. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Warwick hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Flood is hit by the pitch. Lou Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flood moves to third. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Groat is 0 for 3 in the game. Groat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flood scores. Brock moves to third. It's 7-3, Cubs. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive towards short. Pena reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Nelson Briles now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 3 in the game. Peña strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Altman is 0 for 4 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shannon is 0 for 3 in the game. Shannon strikes out. 1 out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McCarver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tito Francona pinch hits for Julian Javier. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.